Welcome back to Bumper Radio. I'm Dave Riccio here along with Matt Allen. We're here to help you with your car. We've got Butch on the line. We've got Steven on the line, Barbara, and a couple more open lines at 602-277-5827, 602-277-KTAR. And I want to take a minute to mention Bumper to Bumper Radio, what it's about. It's a show to help you know normal expectations, what's normal for auto repair, what you can expect. We want to relieve some of that anxiety. The other thing that Bumper to Bumper Radio is there's a network of shops that support this show that have a lot of similar philosophies of Matt and myself. And I get emails at bumpertobumperradio.com that say, hey, I'm in Mesa. Where should I go? I need a shop to go to. And of course, they're on that website where there's a shop they can pick. But you know what? It seems like there's been a lot of Mesa stuff lately.
We've been getting a ton of phone calls from the East Valley. So we do have at Bumper to Bumper Radio a lot, whether you're in the East Valley or anywhere, but specifically we want to talk about the East Valley today, lots of resources for you.
Well, Accurate Automotive is a shop that I'm more than happy to refer you to. If you are looking for a personal referral, you can send us an email, somebody get back to you. But if not, just go to the website, Accurate Automotive. You might hear their ads on here, Friends Serving Friends. They've been around forever. Lee does a great job. He's got a great team. So if you're looking for a great shop, if you got a great shop, then this conversation doesn't really fit for you. You know,
yeah, but, well, exactly. No sense in shopping.
Yeah, we don't want to be homewreckers here. But if you need a good home, Accurate Automotive. You're in Mesa. Yeah. So.
You know what? And Lee has been with us since day one. Before day one, you want to call him a charter, as a lot of the bumper to bumper shops, and you never hear anything bad.
I love the level of excitement from Lee. He's passionate. He's passionate about his business. You know, oh, yeah. He's passionate about his customers. When I go in there, he's talking about his customers and what he's doing for them. And you know, his wife. I mean, his wife is. She does a great job.
It's too. A family business, and that's what you're gonna find across the board here. It's not. Not investor-owned. We're people that run these shops. We work. We live in the neighborhood. Our kids go to school with your kids. We run into you at the grocery store. And that's what it's all about, community. And
for sure.